You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 38. Have your cake and eat it too, with Abby Fawn.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, escape artists, e como mai. Hello and welcome to the 38th episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. This episode is proudly sponsored by the Aloha Strategy Session. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? Make a consistent $5,000 to $20,000 per month in your business while only working 3 days a week? Sign up for your complimentary Aloha Strategy Session at ericaduran.co/aloha. Well, we'll be back at the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort soon, but in case you missed it the last few episodes, we are now recording live in Orange County, California. Yes, I'm back in the OC, and we are at the beautiful Surf and Sand Resort in Laguna Beach. Now, I lived most of my life just a few miles from this location, but I can tell you it feels worlds away in this luxury environment. The one-stop shop for all the links and resources we mentioned in this episode can be found at ericaduran.co/37, including a link to join our private Facebook group, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Entrepreneurs. I would love to get to know you in that group. Well, today you're going to meet Abby Fawn. Abby is a board-certified integrative holistic health and wellness coach, an internationally best-selling author and public speaker. She is a regular contributor for MindBodyGreen and other health and wellness sites. She leads corporate workshops on nutrition and lifestyle, gives cooking demonstrations, and offers individual health and nutrition coaching around the world. Now, she is about to launch her first online program called Ditch Your Diet, Love Your Life, Transformation from the Inside Out in just 21 days. She received her training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City. She is certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners and is a member of the International Association for Health Coaches. Abby graduated with honors from New York University's Chish School of the Arts. Hope I said that right. Abby is a star member for Young Living Essential Oils and an associate with USANA Supplements. She's a certified shiatsu practitioner, a massage therapist, an AFAA nationally certified group fitness instructor, and an intensati leader. Oh my gosh, I am tired just reading what all that she's done in her life. So in this episode, like I said, you're going to meet Abby, how Abby made her health coaching business different in a crowded marketplace so she could stand out. We're going to learn simple changes we need to make to have the energy to run our businesses and not get sick from those germ-infested airplanes and hotels. And we're also going to learn how we can have our cake and eat it too. I'm a vegan and I'm mostly raw, so this topic really intrigued me. And of course, after the break, we'll have our wiki round with rapid-fire questions. Remember, you can find all the links and resources mentioned in this episode at ericaduran.co/38. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. Okay, escape artists, today I have Abby on the line. Abby, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, and welcome. Where are you in the world today?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Erica. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, no problem.
So, where am I now? Literally, at this very moment, I'm in Venice, California. Personally, I'm a wife and a very proud mom of a two-year-old. And professionally, I just launched my brand new website, abbyfawn.com, which has been getting great feedback and positive reviews. I'm also about to launch my first online program called Ditch Your Diet, Love Your Life, Transform Your Life in Just 21 Days, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, and Venice is beautiful. I am actually still in Laguna Beach, California at the Surf and Sand Resort. So we're not too far away from each other.
That's great. I'm waving.
And I just have to say, I just love the energy in your emails, because of course we've been emailing back and forth to set up this interview, and you're just doing so many big things in the world, and really your energy does come through in your emails. So I just had to say that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and what exactly does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you? Since we're all about living freedom-based lifestyles here.
Well, a freedom-based lifestyle means I can do what I want, when I want, and where I want. And I really do. I've worked by my pool, in my hot tub, on my patio, as well as from more exotic locations like Hawaii and Africa. I also work on my timeline and during hours that work for me. I'm a night owl, and I'm most productive late in the evening. So I doubt I'd be as productive if I had to be at the office by 9 a.m. every day.
I was not. I have to jump in with a funny story. I don't know if anyone's heard this before with me, but I was in this really high-end hotel executive job like 15 years ago for Marriott, and I had this interview to get promoted with some big wig VP of whatever, and he's like, the general interview questions are, what are your weaknesses? And I said, I'm not a morning person. I can't, like, get here before 10, seriously. And my husband at the time was like, oh, my God, you said that? You're never going to get that job. But I did, because he said it was refreshingly honest.
Wow.
But it was just
great.
Funny. Yeah, you have to work with your energy levels, and you have to not be ashamed about it, because a lot of people say, oh my God, you're so lazy. You don't get up till like 9 or 10. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not around when I'm up at 1. You know, you're
right.
Not around.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's great. Don't have shame around that at all.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, good. And now you just launched your health coaching business. I know that's a very crowded market space. So can you tell us a little bit about your business specifically and how it's different from the general generic health coach?
Sure. Well, what I think sets me apart is my message, which is decadence without the extra sugar. I've seen a lot of other health coaches really focus on what you can't have. And it's usually a good list. I mean, it's got no processed foods, no refined sugars and stuff like that. But what they miss is how many amazing things you can have. So my goal is to show people that there are so many ways to make healthy and delicious lifestyle choices that are really fun and easy. I'm not about diets and deprivation. I really want to show how to make healthy living a natural part of your life.
Perfect. Can you maybe give us of just an example or two of those things?
Sure. There's so many. I'm not sure where to start. Like snacks on the go, you know, instead of picking up maybe a bagel or a donut, you know, I often have a piece of fruit with me or some nuts. So there's so many things you can do that are easier, probably even cheaper, but certainly more healthier for you.
Okay, well, that leads into my next question, and I'm asking it kind of selfishly, because we have a lot of busy and highly traveled entrepreneurs on listening, and we need to have the energy to run our businesses. The bigger thing I'm concerned about is all these German-infested airplanes and hotels. And so what are some simple, easy things we can do to not get sick, keep our immunity up, and have the energy it takes to run a business?
Well, that's a great question, and there are so many things you can do here. In the first place, a well-nourished body is going to be so much better at fighting off germs you come in contact with. So this means a diet of mostly whole foods and some nutritional supplements. Highly processed foods can actually activate your immune response, leading to inflammation and draining your immune system's resources. Because our food system in general is nutrient poor, you should also be on a good quality vitamin and like a multivitamin and possibly some more targeted vitamin or mineral supplements. And I go into some specific recommendations in my online program, but I welcome anyone to feel free to reach out and let me know if you want more information on this. I'm also a really big fan of essential oils while traveling. Young Living has a great line called Thieves that's made up of essential oils like clove and cinnamon. It's great for airplanes and hotel rooms because it's antibacterial and antiviral without dousing you in more toxic chemicals. And I always, always have a Thieves spray in my purse instead of that toxic hand sanitizer stuff too. And another of my secret weapons is water. Staying well hydrated on an airplane keeps your skin, nose, and throat healthy and able to keep out germs, and as an added bonus, helps with both headaches and jet lag.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And the essential oils, you said it's a spray. They let you in the airplane with that?
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a spray, but they're also in little bottles, okay. And they're actual oils in little bottles. So the Thieves spray is small. It's like one of those little, you know, hand sanitizer kind of little bottles, so okay. That's not a problem. And even the bottles the oils come in are small. So I actually always have like kind of a whole baggie full of my oils for when I'm traveling because I use them for so many different things. They're great. Oh gosh, they're great for everything from tummy troubles to congestion to just like relaxation and a peaceful mind. I use them for everything. They're fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. So all these things that you're mentioning, I just want to let the listeners know that if they're driving or jogging, they don't have to, you know, write anything on their phone. All the resources will be at ericaduran.co/38. So just to help them out there, so they, I always stress out when I'm running. I was like, I want to remember this. So I saw a topic that you actually suggested to me on email interested me because I'm a vegan and I'm about 80% raw, not totally raw because, you know, it's still just lifestyle and traveling. You can't, it's hard to be 100% raw. Mm-hmm. So how can we have our cake and eat it too? I saw you say that. And I wanted to know.
Well, I often say eat all the junk food you want as long as you make it yourself. And I really believe that when you make your own food, you make better choices about what ingredients go in it. For example, I make baked sweet potato fries as a side dish or home popcorn as a snack, and I actually prefer them to the fast food fries or the theater popcorn, and I feel really good about eating them. And this idea also extends to desserts and treats too. And I have some great recipes for really decadent, delicious desserts and sweets like rich hot chocolate, peppermint patties, thin mints, creamy lemon bars, and fudgy almond butter brownies, and the list goes on. And they're all made with natural sweeteners like maple syrup, honey, coconut palm sugar, or dates, for example. And they're all vegan, they're all gluten-free, and they're totally delicious. And I love eating this way because I feel energized and light after I eat it, not heavy and sluggish and tired the way I used to when I ate processed sugar, flour, and dairy in the past. And you can even make a healthier cake. Last year for my daughter's birthday, I made a white bean cake that even fooled my pickiest guests. And for my daughter's birthday this year, I made a watermelon cake with coconut icing. And the photos and recipes are all on my website, and they're probably actually on my Instagram and my Facebook and my Pinterest too. But the real secret is that desserts don't have to be full of processed crap. You know, there's a million things you can whip up at home in very little time that will satisfy your sweet tooth without sacrificing your body and health. And I like to think of them as desserts with benefits. You know, they have vitamins and minerals, healthy fats and dietary fiber instead of empty calories. And, you know, it's good to remember it's still a treat and they're not necessarily low calorie, but to me they keep things fun and make healthy living both decadent and sustainable.
Those sound like some great recipes. And when I first became vegan, I just stopped eating all those kind of things. I didn't really ever like them to begin with. Uh-huh. And then I just stopped eating them. And then I of course, the cravings went away because I just cold turkey, stop all that stuff. But then if I would ever be at a social event or someone's birthday, you know, you want to fit in socially and all. And, you know, I'd have a few bites of whatever. And I would feel just so sick afterwards.
Exactly.
My body's rejecting this crap.
Yep.
So
I can totally relate.
Yeah. So these are some great alternatives. I've totally linked to them in the show notes and check them out for myself.
Great.
And now we are actually already to our wiki round. Are you ready for that?
Yes, bring it on.
Well, first we're going to break for our sponsor who makes this all possible. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha Strategy Session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha Strategy Session is right for you if you're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. You desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you are so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha Strategy Session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. All right, Abby, we're back and we're ready for the wiki round, which is our lightning round here since wiki in Hawaiian means quickly. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. So what are your three favorite tools that you are using right now to run your online business? It could be anything from apps, hardware, software, paper things, whatever.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, the first thing that came to mind is Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm fairly new to it, but I am loving it. It's super fun, and I really just find this app totally enjoyable. There's actually another app that I love called Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm. And in case I don't get in my usual morning meditation in, I can use this tool to do a mini meditation anytime and anywhere. And I find meditation really keeps me grounded, focused, and positive, and able to handle the rest of my day so much more smoothly. So I find that one is another great one. And I guess the last favorite tool would be Hootsuite, because as a mother, I need to schedule and do stuff in advance big time. This way I can schedule all of my social media posts in advance and not worry about it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Is Calm the one that has the really pretty videos or pictures and has music?
Yes.
Okay, I've seen that one. I played with it last year a little bit. And then I love Hootsuite. I actually prefer Buffer now, but I used Hootsuite for a really long time. They're both amazing tools. It's just kind of a personal preference which one you use, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I of course I'm on Instagram, but have you delved into Periscope yet?
I haven't, but that is top on my list to try in the very near future.
Yeah.
Have you?
I just started last week and it's a little nerve-wracking at first because my videos are very scripted and everything, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's a lot of fun once you get over that initial like, what do I push and when, how do I stop this thing? Because I think it was in my
it was like still going in my purse for a while after the show was over.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah. So it's, you got to know when, how to stop it, I would say.
Well, that is excellent advice. Yeah. Thank you. And congratulations yeah. for taking the Periscope leap.
Thanks. Just remember, scroll down. That's how you stop it.
Right.
Scroll down.
Right. Good to know. Really good to know.
And then we have a lot of people listening that are even maybe in their jobs still, or they're just struggling. They haven't really figured this entrepreneur thing out yet. What are your three best pieces of advice you could give for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
Well, my first tip to fellow entrepreneurs would be time management. And I've actually written an article about this on MindBodyGreen, my five top tips to time management. But you can do a surprising amount in a short period of time if you have a plan and a schedule. Mm-hmm. If you're just like reacting to problems or questions as they come up, you can really waste a lot of time. So I'm a huge fan of to-do lists. Schedule and make it happen. So to stay organized, make a list first thing in the morning or last thing before you go to bed. And for instant gratification, I personally like to cross off items as I finish them. And it's important to keep it realistic. Try to have no more than 10 items and break big tasks into smaller tasks so you're not overwhelmed. The second thing I would mention is self-care is critical. No one will take better care of you than you. So scheduling time for yourself, like literally writing it in your calendar, is super important for your well-being, both mental, physical, and even for your business. If you're relaxed, centered, rejuvenated, you will be focused and productive in your business. I even schedule my workouts in my calendar, along with, you know, other things like a massage or lunch with friends, getting a mani-pedi, whatever it is that week. Mm-hmm. And my last piece of advice would be to eat to fuel and nourish yourself. If you eat takeout and fast food or processed food all the time, it might feel like a time saver and that it gives you more time to focus on your business. But the reality is you'll end up losing time because it's going to drain your energy levels and vitality. So stick with whole foods, preferably organic when possible. And if it's okay with you, I'd actually love to throw in a bonus one here.
Sure.
I have another little tip, sure. And that's exercise.
Okay.
It is a natural antidepressant and a great mood booster. Even just 30 minutes of moderate physical activity a day is enough to help you sleep better, think more clearly, and lift your spirits. And personally, I don't function the same, especially in my business, without it.
Great answers. I totally agree with all your answers, especially the first one. I don't know if you knew this about me, as a professional organizer and a productivity expert for a really long time before it kind of morphed into full-on business coaching. So I totally agree with the to-do list. There's a big debate in my community about electronic versus paper. What do you use?
Oh gosh, you know, it's funny. I use both. There's something about paper for mm-hmm. me that I just can't get away from. I love it. I really do like the physical aspect of crossing things off. Mm-hmm. I don't get the same gratification of deleting something in my iCalendar. Mm-hmm. So I'm still actually using both. Yeah, and I'm really on the fence about that. I've been going back and forth, believe it or not.
Yeah, I always go back and forth, and I always end up with a paper planner that I've used for about since I was 15 years old. I was like a geek in high school with my planner, but yeah, it's a big debate. And then all the apps are great and everything, but there is something about using a pen and writing it down, and just it comes through you a little bit better, I think.
Exactly.
And then are you using that's for your to-do list, for a calendar? Do you use electronic or paper as well, or both?
Yeah, for a calendar, it's electronic.
Electronic. Yeah, yes. I heavily rely on Google Calendar because all my systems and my coconut calendar and everything are synced up to it. But every day I still look at the calendar and handwrite my schedule out in my paper planner, just to like be more grounded and just,
great.
It's kind of like confirming the appointment with myself.
I'm like,
this is that time and this is that time. So great answers, great tips.
Thank you.
Do you happen to have a free gift for everyone listening?
I do, actually.
I love putting people on the spot.
No, I appreciate you asking. So going along with my theme, I want to send all of your listeners with my favorite and most popular decadent desserts that take 5 minutes or less to make. Mm-hmm. And the only sweeteners I use are either naturally sweet fruits or a touch of maple syrup. And trust me, they taste so delicious. You'd never know they were loaded with vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients. And everyone can just go to abbyfond.com/podcast to download them. And in conjunction with my new website launching, I'm also going to be giving away a free trial done for you meal plans that include breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Because as I mentioned earlier, dessert really can be part of a healthy diet. And I know that for me, planning out meals in advance makes the whole process so much easier and more fun. So if you're a busy entrepreneur or a parent like me, or someone who just wants to be more efficient with their time in the kitchen, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter at abbyfond.com and be one of the first to know when it comes out. And for more yummy recipes, wellness tips, inspiration, and motivation, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as Abby Fond. And that's Abby, A-B-B-Y, P as in Peter, H-O-N as in Nancy, and my website is abbyfond.com. And I'd love to hear from all of you listening out there, so please be sure to like me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And Eric, I just want to thank you so much for this super fun chat.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the time. And that was my next question, to ask you what your favorite social media profile was. So out of all those, what's your very favorite way to connect with people?
My favorite way to connect with people, that's, I guess I kind of would have a tie between Facebook and Instagram.
Right. Okay. That's perfect. It's very great. And they link too. So you can just Instagram and it shows up on your Facebook page, huh?
It's true.
and soon to be on Periscope, right, Abby?
Exactly. Coming soon. Exactly. Thanks for the nudge.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much. You were so generous giving all these free goodies away. And again, all these resources, if you couldn't jot them down during the show, or at ericaduran.co/38. Abby,
thanks,
thank
Erica.
You so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Palhana Escape Artist work is done on this episode. I hope you enjoyed meeting Abby. She has amazing amounts of energy, doesn't she? Her energy, like I said in the interview, totally even comes through in her emails. I hope you learned some simple changes you can make to increase your energy yourself and boost your immunity while traveling and growing your business. And Abby's recipes sound so amazing. You can catch all the links to those and all the info discussed, including her free gifts, at ericaduran.co/38. Don't forget to sign up while you're there for my complimentary Aloha Strategy session so we can work together to start your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle. I have no secrets. I totally share everything step-by-step with my clients. Mahalo for listening. Ahui ho. Until we meet again, sending you Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.